Tercero. Patient's name is T-E-R-C-E-R-O Gabino, G-A-B-I-N-O. Chart review. Patient was seen on 3/21/2024 by Dr. P as in Paul, O-L-A-V-A-R-A-P-U, comma, P as in Paul, A-D-M-A-J-A. This is a background, the background. 53-year-old Hispanic gentleman comes in on or about the 21st of March after he slips off a 12-foot ladder and apparently goes down the ladder and sustains a 3-centimeter laceration around the left groin area. Patient presented hypertensive, alert, awake. Blood pressure was 155 over 102. Pulse was 102. Respiration was 22, and O2 side was 100%, period. He's a construction worker with negative past medical history, period. Patient received morphine sulfate, 4 milligram IV, Zofran, 4 milligram IV. At the time of admission. Or during the emergency room, period. Patient was evaluated by Dr. Polavarapu, however you say it, who saw the patient at 10:45 a.m., and he documented the left inguinal puncture wound. He subsequently ordered CBC, CMP, CT of the abdomen and pelvis. Patient's tetanus was brought up to date, period. The 3-centimeter laceration was closed. Patient's CT of the abdomen and pelvis showed left inguinal hematoma and evidence of puncture with inflammatory stranding in the fat that tracks up into the external iliac region of the pelvis. Another abnormality was seen. Patient also had a chemistry done, which was within normal limits. CBC within normal limits, white count of 8.6. A urinalysis was not done, period. After the laceration was closed, the patient was sent home with ibuprofen, tramadol, and Keflex, period. Conclusion, this 53-year-old gentleman was seen after he sustained a laceration to the left inguinal hernia. Subsequent CT scan showed evidence of hematoma with no evidence of damage to the vasculature. Patient hemodynamically was stable. Neurologically, patient was intact. There was distal pulses noted on examination. And patient was treated with antibiotics, pain medication, and was sent home, period. Just leave it like that. Thank you.